parliamentarians, social activists, journalists, doctors, engineers, athletes, artists, students, businessmen, farmers, fishermen, and people of various walks of life, including pensioners, underage children, and even housewives, have been imprisoned and deprived of the basic birthrights. Yet, there is no word of protest for the sufferings of these innocent souls solely because the repressive Al Khalifa minority regime sits cozily in the laps of the Americans and the British. And now, the Zionists. Washington, London, France, and Berlin, which cry hoarse over the trials and imprisonment of traitors, spies, smugglers, professional murderers, and other criminals in countries refusing to kowtow to the West, never speak about the prison term that continues to be arbitrarily extended without trial for Sheikh Ali Salman, the head of Bahrain's Al-Wefaq party and the elected opposition leader of the unconstitutionally dissolved parliament. Even those Bahrainis who had become naturalized citizens of European countries and are now languishing in jails and visit to their homeland have been left to their fate because their freedom and demand for establishment of democracy in Bahrain doesn't suit the devilish designs of London in the Persian Gulf, or, for that matter, of Washington, which has provocatively stationed in its Fifth Fleet in Manama. Names that come to mind are the internationally acclaimed human rights activist Nabil Rajab, the 73-year-old Hassan Moshaima suffering from various ailments including heart disease and cancer, Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, engineer Abdul Jalil Singas, and scores of other prominent persons, some of them for life. They're all crammed into unhygienic cells in the notorious COVID-infested Joe prison without any medical treatment, and are moreover subjected to torture. Recently, the families of several prisoners complained of mistreatment of their jailed sons and husbands, but their peaceful pleas fell on deaf ears amid fears that these innocent women might also be whisked away to prison in a land where there is no respect for human rights. As a matter of fact, there is an organized violation of human rights by the Al Khalifa regime under supervision of torture experts from the US, Britain, and the Zionist regime. Such a suffocating situation will definitely lead to transformation of the present peaceful protest to an armed struggle by the people of Bahrain for materialization of their denied rights. When the simmering volcano erupts, the repressive regime will be swept into the dustbin of history, and the fiery lava will also end the undue meddling of Britain, the US, and the illegal Zionist entity into the affairs of Bahrain.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaykum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of teenagers. And the answers are mostly based upon the Quran and the narrations of our beloved Imams, alayhim as-salam. I'm Hasnain, and we have in the studio our guest speaker, Sheikh Farman Ali Ma'soumi. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawdha Ilmiya Qum. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program, Brother Farman.
Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear audience, in the previous program, we were discussing about the importance of respecting our teenagers and its benefits. So now, in this program, we'll discuss about the different ways how we can respect our teenagers. Brother Farman, please start.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Yeah, we were discussing the importance, the benefits of respecting our teenagers in Islamic upbringing.
That's right.
So now the question is how we can respect our children. Yeah?
Yeah.
So there are some common ways to respect which you, you know, every parent uses them. And some new ways, inshallah, we will discuss it and we will share it with our dear listeners. Number one is doing salam. You know, as I said, this beautiful Islamic greeting, assalamu alaikum. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it has so much sawab and reward.
Yeah, that's right. And
that's why our Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would always, you know, initiate.
Yeah, that's right.
In doing salam. And even once in his life, nobody could do salam before him. Uh-huh. Always he used to do salam, even for children and teenagers and adults. So this salam means peace, you know.
Uh-huh.
Look at the beautiful religion of Islam.
It's a
conversation starts with the peace.
True.
So how we can say this is you know, a religion which is against peace, which is terrorist, you know, terrorist,
True.
And all these kind of problems. So by doing salam, you can respect your teenager. You know, for example, you have a teenage boy or girl. Whenever they come from school, you go and welcome them and say salam. Salamun alaikum, assalamu alaikum. You know,
yeah.
This brings respect. The teenager feels that he is a valuable personality.
True.
He is being respected. And this again boosts his in his confidence.
True.
It gives too much energy to him. You
yeah,
know?
It has got a good
yeah,
impact.
Yeah, good
teenagers.
Impact. You know, when he sees that your parents are welcoming you, they are giving you respect, and
yeah.
they are giving you importance.
Yeah.
It's, you know, unconsciously it gives a lot of benefits for him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Boosting his confidence, he can, you know, understand his value.
True.
And he can slowly, he can, even he is a rude, you know,
yeah.
right now at the moment, but he will have your love in his heart,
uh-huh.
slowly.
Yeah.
Because if he gets respect, he will build respect in his heart for you also.
Interesting.
Gradually and slowly. So, salam, don't say, yeah, this is a small, simple word.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It is a word which has a world in itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, world of
yeah.
peace and world of blessings. So, by doing salam, the second thing is you can respect him by playing with him.
Uh-huh.
You know, when he is playing physical games, you play with him. You become like a friend and play with him. You know, unfortunately, one of the things parents, especially fathers, they do not do
yeah.
with their sons is they do not play with them.
Yeah. They're so busy into themselves
yeah,
that they don't give time
they
for the children.
They have to find time. Even if we have to pay and keep something, you know, someone assistant for us, but we have to give time to our teenagers.
Thank you so much, Brother Farman, and thank you so much, dear audience. Let's take a short break over here.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back to your audience, and before the break we're discussing about the different ways of respecting our teenagers, and we said that the parents need to play with their children. Brother Farman, please continue.
Yeah, we were discussing the second way of respecting our teenagers, you know, by playing. If your son or your daughter, teenager, they are playing a physical game, if you play with them, so
yeah.
they feel too much respected. They think that they are very valuable for you,
mm-hmm, yeah.
and you are giving that much importance.
True.
You know, and playing with them,
yeah.
play like them. Become a teenager and play with them.
True.
Don't play as father or mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bring
to
your
play them
level
as a friend.
Down
play
to
them,
their
yeah.
level
yeah.
and play with them. For example, I have a 12-year-old son. Nowadays, unfortunately, we don't play physical games.
Yeah.
Usually, they play, you know, these mobile games
yeah,
and
true.
iPad
yeah.
and electronic
yeah.
games. I also play the same game with him,
uh-huh.
and he feels he enjoys a lot, you know.
Uh-huh. Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, both we have the same game in our devices,
yeah.
and sometimes in his iPad also I play.
Uh-huh.
And I show him that I'm enjoying,
yeah.
although I'm not enjoying because
yeah.
it's not my
yeah.
age. But in front of him, I enjoy, and sometimes I, you know, discuss with him
yeah.
The points I get, the, you know, stars I get. I talk to him, and he sees when I'm playing the same level. This is very, very important.
So this builds respect
yeah,
in
respect.
Children. Yeah.
yeah. It shows that you are...
respecting.
Yeah, he is very important for you, and you
yeah,
are respecting
true.
Him.
True.
Which again is a very, very important factor in his upbringing.
True.
You know, when you respect again and again, I'm repeating this sentence. If
yeah.
you respect him, then
they'll
you
respect
will
that.
Respect. They will respect you. And true. By playing these games, you can become his friend also. You know, unfortunately, you again, I have to say our fathers and parents, they are keeping themselves away from these things. They just order them, don't play, don't waste your time. That is not helpful in their upbringing.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Brother Farman. And thank you so much to your audience. We'll continue after a short break.
When I was born, the first words that I had heard were the words of Allah being whispered through my ear. And as I felt Allah's presence in my soul, that day Islam took me in its fold.
Welcome back to your audience. And before the break, we're discussing that parents, they need to play with their children, with their teenagers, so that this builds respect between both the parties. Brother Farman, please continue.
Yeah, physical games, even electronic games and mobile and cell phone games, whatever games he's playing, at least in some games you join with him and play with him or her, which will have, inshallah, great impacts. And another way of respecting your children is call him with beautiful names. Unfortunately, in our society, in some other societies, they become very frank with their children and they, you know, use some bad names and bad qualities. For example, your son is, if he is overweight, you say, you know, you call him with something else,
that's right.
Which is insulting.
Yeah.
Although, if because you are frankly with him, you can, maybe he will not mind at the moment, but it will have very, very bad impacts. That's why in our traditions, our Aimmah Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they have emphasized that call your children, your teenagers, your wife, your husband, whatever you are talking to, whoever you're talking to him, call with beautiful names. Even between husband and wife, it is common nowadays they can call their with their names. But Islam says use respectful names, respectful nicknames like, you know, Agha or Agha'i or, you know, John or something of
anything,
these
words,
anything which shows the love and respect towards each other. So Islam, look at again the beauty of Islam. You know, it goes into each and very single details. It has given us the beautiful guidelines. So if you call him with respect, you know, then it will become his habit also to call you with good names, with his you know, friends, with his siblings also. He will use the same short names. So in future, it will become his habit, his attitude, then his children, his, you know, generation also, he will use the same, you know, formula.
That's right.
Which can have a very, very beautiful and long-term solution. So respect, you can show respect by calling good names, with good names.
That's right.
Another way you can show respect to your children, your teenagers especially, is whenever you are going with your children to a, you know, gathering, or if you are you are invited to somebody's house for dinner, so give him a good place with yourself. Usually we neglect our teenagers, you know. We go and sit in a good place, then behind us they come and they find themselves. Islam says give him importance and offer him a good place yourself.
So we should give importance to him.
So don't
should not
say,
feel
you know,
lonely.
He's my
son,
he's coming behind. No, don't neglect at all. If you want to have a very good son and daughter, if you're a mother, you can have a good daughter. So respect her and give her a good, nice chair or nice place. You know, in front of others, if you respect, if you show respect to your teenagers,
that's the best thing.
This has double, you know, effect it will have, inshallah. Again, unfortunately, in our societies, we neglect this issue, especially in our subcontinent areas. You know, they always give importance to themselves. You know, parents, they think, you know, we are the masters of the house. We are the lords of these children.
Yeah.
So we are very important. These are, you know, children. They don't understand.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, they don't need any respect. No, this is totally wrong.
Yeah.
And Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, practically, even verbally, they have emphasized upon these things, these issues, that how much importance we have to pay towards our teenagers. Yeah,
thank you so much, Brother Farman, and thank you so much, dear audience, for staying with us. And in this program, we have discussed about different ways to respect our teenagers. We have said some of the ways, like by doing salam to them, by playing with them. Parents need to play with them. And also, we said that the parents need to call out them with good names. And the last one was that we should give importance to them when we are at any public gatherings. Thank you so much, Brother Farman, and thank you so much, dear audience, for staying with us. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir, and visit us at our website, farstoday.com. Until another program, fi amanullah.
Islam solves all of its problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned, perfect with no flaws at all, are the laws of Allah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us contemplate on a short but sweet saying from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. The tongue is a wild beast. When it's let loose, it devours.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Recently installed pizza making machine is pitting itself against masterful chefs in the Italian capital, Rome. The tall red machine has become a head turner in the city, which is famous for its pizza, one of the Italy's most iconic traditional dishes. The customers get to choose among four types of pizzas plus a drink. A few minutes after placing your order, you will receive the dish on a platter fresh out of the oven. But Italians say the pizza cannot compete with those made traditionally.
The true pizza is made from a wood oven. I wouldn't even take into consideration eating a pizza from a machine.
So far, the reception from people has been far from favorable. However, some say the final product can be acceptable considering its price or if you are in a hurry. As many countries accelerate their coronavirus vaccination programs, life is gradually getting back to normal. Now, residents of a nursing home in the Spanish capital, Madrid, finally get a chance to go out after months of isolation. Around 50 elderly residents and staff from two care homes went on an excursion to the Madrid Zoo after they were vaccinated against COVID-19. They visited some of the park's inhabitants, from pandas to elephants, while sitting on a miniature train. They hailed the idea, saying they were bored with staying at the nursing home with no visitors.
It's good to leave, to break the monotony of the nursing home, especially as we have been confined there for so long. It's nice to get outside, so I decided to go out and see the world.
The director of the care home believes the experience makes the residents forget about their pains. Around 43,000 seniors died of COVID-19 during the first wave of the pandemic in Spain. The elderly population was among the first group to receive coronavirus vaccines in the country. Now, looking for a cheaper and more sustainable alternative to traditional lawn mowers. Ship may be the answer. Researchers at the University of California, Davis, have embarked on a project to test the effectiveness of sheep as new lawn mowers. The project includes 25 sheep of four different breeds. They are going to graze on a one-acre plot of pasture for 3 days. The process will be repeated after a month.
The sheep have been used for a couple of things. So they're as good as goats in reducing down the vegetation. So in areas where there is, it doesn't just have to be a lawn. If they're in their areas where there's overgrown and you've got sort of those higher fuel ladders, they can eat that down. But what they also do, so they can cut that out, but then they also can come around, and after there's been a fire, they're really good at eating the weeds that come up initially, the weeds that we don't want, those invasive weeds.
Researchers believe that the initiative also has an environmental impact. With fewer mowers, there might be less emission. They also hope using sheep will help increase natural fertilization and nutrient levels.
Over the past few years, people have become more aware of the detrimental effect of littering to the environment. Bolivians have launched a nationwide campaign aimed at protecting the country's scenic spots and waterways from human waste. Hundreds of volunteers were seen cleaning up the Valley of the Souls near La Paz, which is famous for its unusual razor-sharp rock formations. The volunteers, aided by heavy machinery, managed to collect over 15 tons of plastic waste and construction rubble from the rocky canyon. Activist Carola says people needed to speak up more in defense of the nature, which is increasingly coming under threat.
It is incredible how we can find jewels like this painting amid all these piles of rubble and garbage. And we are surprised and ask, what is going on with nature? It is a tourist place where many people come. The Valley of the Souls is very special, and many people have gathered together here to be a voice for nature and to get it the care and respect it deserves.
Last month, the campaign also cleared the highland lake of Uru Uru in western Bolivia, which is said to be full of more plastic than water. Campaigners say they will continue their efforts until no place with garbage is left in the country. An exhibition in the Belgian province of Wallon-Brabant has put on display several objects belonging to French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte. A belt with the word Waterloo written on it, a flintlock pistol, Napoleon's shoe, bathtub, clothes and several other objects are all displayed in the exhibition. Many of the items are brought from Napoleon's last residence on St. Helena Island. The curators say the exhibition aims to show Napoleon's daily life and the way he lived. Earlier this week, an auction was set up in France offering Napoleon's blood-stained cloth, estimated to be sold for $18,000. May 5th marks the 200th anniversary of Napoleon's death.
The Light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields, like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
People always try to find new ways to connect and support each other at the moment of crisis. A young Indian is one such example who is saving lives by providing free oxygen to coronavirus patients. A 32-year-old Shanawaz Sheikh is a resident of India's commercial hub, Mumbai. He launched the campaign during the first wave of the pandemic when his friend's cousin died of COVID-19 on the way to hospital. Now popularly known as Oxygen Man, Shanawaz sold his car last June and used the money to buy oxygen cylinders for those in need. He and his team have now set up a control room to deliver oxygen to patients. They send a cylinder as soon as they receive a call from a COVID patient or a family.
Without oxygen, a patient can't live. They need it very badly, even in the ambulance on the way to hospital. If Shanawaz wasn't helping, patients would likely not even make it to hospitals. They would die on the way.
Shanawaz says his team helped nearly 5,000 people during the first wave of the pandemic last year and is planning to help as many as possible during the second wave. His initiative is earning him much praise on social media, with many calling Shanawaz and his team real heroes during the crisis.
Archaeologists have found a meaning for mysterious new findings in a cave in Mexico. They believe they are part of ancient Maya rituals. Around 1,200 years ago, some people imprinted their hands on the cave walls. The 137 prints are in two colors, black and red. Experts say the black ones represent death, while the red paintings are a reference to war or life. An analysis of their size also shows that the handprints were likely made by children as they entered puberty. The subterranean cavern, called Chichen Itza, is located nearly 10 meters below a tree which Mayans assume sacred. Little hotels for little bees. In Colombia, wooden structures are built for the insects to rest after a hard day. The Oboro Valley Metropolitan Authority has installed the hexagon-shaped rooms for bees of all shapes and sizes. Every day, volunteers clean the bamboo hotel with paintbrushes. Designers say the bee hotels are made to protect some species that are more vulnerable.
These little bees are supremely sensitive to poisons, and since they don't produce honey, no one speaks up for them. So we're coming to the rescue.
Designers say bees are losing their habitat all over the world, so the hotels could be a means of survival. Colombia has registered 550 varieties of bees within its borders. And Britain, a revolutionary idea might change many things in regard to maritime boarding operations, a jet suit. This is what the Royal Marines are testing in a variety of scenarios. Wearing the jet suit, each person can fly freely over the water and land on a moving ship. Its developer company, Gravity Industries, says the suit provides quick access to any part of a target vessel. Previously, British paramedics had tested the unique product for search and rescue operations. The suit can reach a speed of 51 kilometers and a height of over 3,600 meters. Now, the 200th death anniversary of French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte has brought a unique opportunity for private collectors to buy his DNA. The auction offers Napoleon's blood-stained cloth, which is estimated to be sold for $18,000. The collection will also include a lock of the French Emperor's hair, a pair of his stockings, a shirt with an embroidered letter N, and other items of clothing.
In my opinion, Napoleon was the first to want to create a Napoleon brand, even when he was alive. He created an image, a symbol, a look, with his hat worn in reverse. It was a very ordinary hat, an ordinary coat, but he was a very good communicator, and he created his image. So generation after generation, we kept this image of Napoleon, his hat, and this contributed to the myth. But it was Napoleon who wanted from the beginning to create an image, a look.
Nearly 360 objects will go under the hammer in the upcoming auction. Many of the items are brought back from Napoleon's last residence on St. Helena Island. Historians say his belongings have sparked the passion of collectors in France and other parts of the world. Several years ago, one of the French Emperor's signature bicorn hats was sold to a Korean food industry mogul for more than $2 million.
Today's special. It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We invite you to listen to this episode of today's special under the title of Loving the Friends of Allah.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
Today, Saturday, is the 25th of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of the month of Ordubehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of May, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran. We listen to chapter Shura, verse 23.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى ومن يقترف حسنة نزد له فيها حسنا إن الله غفور شكور.
It is that of which Allah gives good tidings to His servants who believe and do righteous deeds. Say, O Muhammad, I do not ask you for this message any payment, but only goodwill through kinship. And whoever commits a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and appreciative.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "One who possesses a way with the love of the family of Muhammad is a martyr. Beware that such person passes away with repentance. Beware that he passes away as a perfect believer. Beware that when he dies, the angel of death bears glad tidings to the people of paradise and the angels in charge of questioning the deceased in purgatory bear him glad tidings. Beware that such person passes away according to the practice of the Muslim community. Beware that one who passes away with enmity against the family of the Prophet Muhammad will enter the desert of resurrection with a sign of his forehead which reads, Disappointed from Divine Mercy." Talking about loving the friends of Allah on today's special from IRIB English Radio. Dear friend, we should love the friends of Allah, those who desire truth, righteous people and supporters of truth and justice. And we should hate the evildoers, oppressors, lovers of enjoyment and enemies of Allah, His Prophet and humanity. Why shouldn't we love all of them? Why shouldn't we behave nicely with all of them? Can we forego the method of living with enmity in the present age? How were those who are in favor of having friendly relations with all must be asked? In the world which has oppressors and oppressed, the unjust and the victims of injustice, the tyrants and the weak, the equitable and the usurpers, the pure and the dirty, shall we love all of them? Shall we remain pleased with all of them? Shall we help all of them? Can any human logic permit us to do so? Can the living conscience permit this mixing up?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to today's special broadcasting from IRIB English Radio Station. اللهم اجعلني فيه محبا لأوليائك ومعاديا لأعدائك. O Allah, on this day make me bear love for your servants and of course intimate servants, and bear enmity towards your enemies. There's a saying from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It states, "Wa maddinu illa al-hub." What is religion other than love? You love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you follow Him. We have this quote, which I always cite, and it is that "Inna al-muhibba liman ahabba muti'u." The person who loves someone obeys them. And when you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love the infallible figures,
you follow them, you do what they order, you do what they want. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not follow, to not fall in love with his enemies, but rather to fall in love with his servants, with his loved servants, with his close servants. Thus, when we have such friends, when we have such, you know, companions throughout our life, it really just aids us in our path towards the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of having good friends, not only for children, not only for teens, not only for the youth, but also for adults. How many stories do I have under my hand that I've seen adults over 40 years old, they find a new friend, this new friend changes their lives to the worse, and it just makes their lives upside down. The opposite is true. I've seen people over 50 who befriended a great person, who befriended a great youth actually, in his 20s, and that his life changed all to the better. He used to pray, now he prays. He didn't used to fast, now he fasts. Why? Because of that good companion. Ramadan.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
In this part, I invite you to listen to the meaning of تولى and تبرى. It is obligatory on us to cultivate the love of Allah and affection for those who love Allah or whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. At the head of this list are our 14 masumin, our infallibles. Then come their shias and those who love them and their righteous children and due to their relationships, the sayyids. Tabarra means to consider the enemies of Allah and the friends of the enemies of Allah as our enemies. The persons heeding this list are those who have usurped the rights of the infallible imams, peace be upon all of them, and those who had oppressed and troubled them. It denotes harboring enmity towards all those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, consider enemies. A large number of ayahs and traditions mention the significance of these two duties, I mean tawalla and tabarra, and they are among the necessities of our faith. The foundation of religion. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, says that the Messenger of Allah asked his companions about the strongest relationship of belief that will bring salvation for the one who acts upon it. Allah and his Messenger know better, replied the companions. Some of them said prayer, some fast, some guessed zakat, a few thought it was Hajj and Umrah. The Messenger of Allah said, all of the things mentioned by you are virtues, but they are not reliable channels of intercession. The best and the strongest channel is to have friendship for the sake of Allah and to harbor enmity for the pleasure of Allah. Loving the friends of Allah and expressing dislike for the enemies of Allah. In another tradition, it is mentioned love for Ahlul Bayt, enmity towards their enemies, obedience of Ahlul Bayt, and following their guidance. is included among the foundations of religion.
ولد الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Friends become closer than relatives in some scenarios. We also have this saying from Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam available in Ghurul al-Hukum, you know, emphasizing on this notion. Sometimes friends become closer than family members, closer than your brothers. So it is important that we choose our children's friends, because as much as you raise them, as much as you give time for raising them, as much as you try your best, there are situations where they're going to follow their friends. And that really just hurts. True, it hurts the parents, but the parents are also in charge of, you know, obligated, our duty, our task to find the right friends for their children. And that doesn't change it for us as well. In this month, in this holy month, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find us, you know, the great companions. If you don't have great friends, you know, your life is going to be very hard. We need friends. You know, the need for friends, the want for friends, and, you know, just a social life, a community life, even though you call yourselves inverts or extroverts, whatever you call these days, whatever they're called these days, they stay at home and they don't want to do social, they don't want social reaction. They have friends as well. They have, even though it's a small circle, they do have friends. And the people who don't have friends, you know, they're falling into mental problems. And so it's important for us to find the right friends. It's very important. A friend sometimes becomes closer than a brother. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all and to keep us in good health and safety. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, this episode of today's special on love of Allah's friends and enmity towards Allah's and Ahlul Bayt's enmities. May Allah bless you all. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
You heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.